And so with that said, are any joys, concerns, and praises you might have this morning? We certainly want to keep all our political leaders and military and everybody else in our prayer in our country as we're going through some things and trying to help with some different things around the world. And it's never easy, but my humble opinion, God's still on the throne. This is His creation, and somehow or another He'll let us get through this stuff and protect the people that need to be protected and take care of the ones that are not doing so good with terrorism and everything else that goes along. So we're grateful, but we need to stay in prayer because we have a personal relationship with God and a corporate relationship. So our personal relationship is very, very important, and the corporate relationship is good, but the personal relationship is the most important thing, or you go crazy if you look around the world and see all this stuff. But personally, if you know the Lord, you know the blessings of eternal life, and we have something much better ahead for us. So we kind of keep our eyes on the mark of the high calling. Anybody else? Personal prayers? Concerns?
I have a hand in the hospital losing blood. I don't know why yet. I got to run some tests tomorrow.
Thank you. In Indiana?
No, she's in Missouri.
Missouri.
Mm-hmm. Aunt Jan.
Yeah. Judy's got two brothers getting up in the years, and both of them are having health issues. Judy, you want to?
Well, my older brother, he's kind of holding his own. He's still bedridden, but he's still very much with it, mind-wise, and that kind of thing. But my younger brother is really, really severely sick. Matter of fact, I think he's with us this morning to talk to the doctor to see what we're going to do. Because he's willing to have the open heart surgery. Now he has infection in his pacemaker, and he also has infection in the leads of the stents that they put in. So he's had real high fever, his blood pressure's been up, and it's been down. They've had to give him
pounds of blood, so
it's not
a good thing. Yeah.
They all just pray for him and his family because the kids are the ones that lost their mom last year.
Lord, hear our prayer. Yes, ma'am.
When we went to the restaurant on Thursday, and Kristen, Stan's oldest daughter, said that her mother is in the hospital, and she's a retired nurse, and she's been able to come back at this point. She is not cooperating at all. And they did a blood transfusion, and they were going to have to do another blood transfusion on Friday, yesterday. So I have heard back from her, but, so I'm going to try to get a hold of her and see what, she's fighting, and they want to have someone with her all the time, but Kristen works two jobs, you know, and she said, I just can't be with her 24/7, and so her name is Rosetta McKenzie. Last week I mentioned that they had put Lisa Bess's father in hospice, and they put him in hospice, they put him on morphine, and I think it was Wednesday morning he passed away.
Well,
and his name's Mr. Brown. So I forget his name. Mr. Brown passed away, right. And he's going to be buried at the National Cemetery, but we don't have a date yet.
Okay, Lord, hear our prayers this morning. Anybody else? Linda.
I just want to lift up all the people that don't believe in God.
Yeah.
Because Jesus is coming back today.
Yes. Amen.
They're going to have a rude awakening.
Yep.
And I thank Jesus that I can go to Him every day and ask forgiveness, because every day I probably say or do something I shouldn't.
Amen. How about you? I repent at least 100 times a day. So, but you know what's good about that is you look at King David, and God called King David a man after his own heart, and you look at all the stuff that he did. He had Bathsheba's husband sent to the front line so he could be killed. And, I mean, he was not a very... But what he did do, he humbled himself and repented and asked God's forgiveness. That's why God called him a man after his own heart. He wasn't a perfect soul by no means, but through repentance and seeking and asking forgiveness, I don't know. I'm with you. That's why we try to do the best that we can and plant seeds, and that somebody then, maybe a seed will germinate, or somebody will minister to them, and they'll come to know the saving grace of Christ. Because I'm grateful that I found it before I ended this life on this earth. But so my heart goes out to people that are still without hope, and at least those of us who believe have hope that there's something much better ahead. Anybody else this morning? Jamie.
Just prayers for everybody traveling in the next couple of weeks. I've got two people, well, three that work for me, and I only have four that work for me, that are going to be traveling in the next 2 weeks. And one of them is going over to Europe, so she's excited about the trip, but... And when she comes back, her husband is having a heart catheterization to find out exactly what's going on with blockages. So she's concerned about that. She had a health scare this week as well, but everything turned out fine for that. Mm-hmm. So grateful for that. But just traveling mercies and health diagnostic tests coming up.
Thank you. You know, that's why they call the church, this part of the church, the sanctuary, because it's a safe place. You come and you can share your heart, you can lift up joys, concerns, and it's not gossip. It's really just bringing your thoughts and so forth verbally to the Lord. So thank you for sharing and being honest. When is your trip, Rebecca?
It starts the 2nd of April.
Good.
Okay. And I will be gone until the 12th. But then I will not have another Sunday before I leave on a 6-week trip.
And I know Joanne and Mark are going to Melbourne next week, so they won't be here. Traveling journey for them.